the book Romans, part 48. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is an A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick, which is also the study guidance or guide book, a handbook for the series or the study that we're doing, the revelation of the book Revelation. Should you have a question or just want to share something with us, you can contact me at my WhatsApp numbers, +27 international code for South Africa. My WhatsApp number is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and notepad ready. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with any church or denominations, organizations, Protestant, Catholics, Charismatic, whatever. We don't belong to no organization. We are part of an end-time Bible study group, and this is what it's all about. We are functioning worldwide. It's not a church or a denomination or an organization. We are using the 1816 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Leon Rottenham in 1860. The name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Should you want to know more about it, you can contact me and I would gladly share with you the word with you. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to be together. I trust that the study this morning is going to be a blessing to you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. We are to continue where we left yesterday. We left off yesterday. The book of Romans chapter 3. Again, it's important to understand the figurative speech in the following scriptures. Romans 3:26. Apostle Paul, to declare I, look at my fingers, Apostle Paul say, at this time his righteousness. Look at the word his, small letter, make it a capital letter. And righteousness, small r, make it a capital R. His righteousness, his power, his glory, and it's written with small letters, pathetic. That is Yahushua. I say, that is Yahushua's righteousness. Now he says, that he, small h, he, capital H, Yahushua, might be just, and the justifier of him or her, which believeth in Yahushua, or Jesus Christ. Have you looked at this? He says, I declare, address of his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him or her, the person, which believeth in Yahushua, or Jesus Christ. Verse 27, where is there the Jews boasting then? You see, the Jews was boasting in the 613 laws. They were boasting in the tradition that Father Abram's seed would have been like the stars in heaven, uncountable, and the sand of the sea on the beaches, uncountable. No, no. It's not what he said. It is the seed, the offspring, Yahushua. And out of his ministry, it will be, his followers will become as many as the stars of heaven and the sand and the sea. And today in 2026, it's just over 2,000 years, according to the Roman calendar, we're there. Abram's seed, if we take Abram's, the Hebrew and the Jewish people, they're a handful. They've never been a great nation. But the bride of Yahushua has become so enormous that even the Roman Empire in 34 AY after Yahushua has established the Roman Catholic Church to be a buffer and to try and stop the revelation of the sect. They call it a sect who followed Yahushua, although he died. They just carried on following. They were growing more and more daily, because the Bible says they were added daily to the congregations. People became disciples. People became Yahvist, which is followers of Yahushua. A disciple is also a follower. They became bride of Yahushua. Who is a bride? It is followers of Yahushua. And the Roman Empire feared it so much that the empire was going to be taken over by the Yahvists in such a state that they created a church to be a buffer for what was happening after the resurrection and the glorification of Yahushua ascending into heaven. And now the Jews was boasting. They were boasting about the law. But the Bible says in Hebrews 7:18 that Yahweh has made the 613 laws to none because of the unprofitableness of it. There was no use for it to exist anymore. And that's why today that the word says in Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 to 4 especially, you can read off verse 20 and further on, but especially Galatians 5 verse 1 to 4. He says, if I still want to hang on to the laws, I say, I am lost of the grace of Yahushua. I still live in my sin. This is what the scripture say. Don't blame me. I'm quoting you the scripture. Go read it. Let the Ruach HaKodesh speak to you through the scripture. If you want to be circumcised, if you want to keep the Sabbaths, if you want to keep paying tithes to a church, if you still want to have yearly sacrifice and offerings of that blood, animal blood sacrifice, atonement, if you still want to have a high priest, an earthly high priest to sacrifice on your behalf, and so I can continue and continue, you still live in your sin. If you still want to be circumcised, you're living in Old Testament sin. Because the Bible says, the laws of Moses made sin known unto everyone. I'm so glad today that we are living in a New Testament of grace. Now we understand that grace has a name, and his name is Yahushua. And today we don't need to fear. Why? Because grace is in abundance. Grace is in abundance. It's not just a little bit here or a little bit there. It's overflowing. It's overflowing the world. And people is experiencing grace and they accepting Yahushua. In the Islam faith, thousands upon thousands of Islamites is accepting Yahushua as their Savior. They come to the knowledge because they are educated enough today to read the word themselves. And there are how many of them that's preaching the gospel of salvation on internet? And this is what we need. Because the so-called Christians has become so laid back. Happy-go-lucky, easy, floating around. There's no desire to live a standard of holiness and live in the grace of Yahshua and function in the grace of Yahshua. I always press on this because this is part of the foundation on which we as Yafis is based, is built upon. It's holding our foundation. I see. He says here, to declare our Apostle Paul says at the time his righteousness, Yahshua's righteousness, that is Yahshua's righteousness, that he, Yahshua, might be just. He is just. And the justifier of him or her, every person which believeth in Yahshua. Verse 27. He says, verse 27, where is there the Jews boasting then? Come on. You've been boasting about something that doesn't even has existing power or the right to exist. 2,000 years ago, it was made to none. Where is there the Jews boasting then? It is they. The Jews are excluded. They what? They are excluded. By what law? Question mark. Of works? Question marks. Now, listen the answer. Nay, the law of faith in Yahshua only through his redemption blood can work grace. He asks a question. Listen to the question in verse 27. Where is there the Jews boasting then? Where's your laws? They slipped away. I mean, where were the laws for the last 2,000 years? Where were the temple sacrificial atonement for the last 2,000 years? Up till 1948. Since the time that Emperor Titus burned down the temple in Jerusalem and overthrown the walls, made it a land, they plow it. There was no Israelites there. There were no Jews there. Nearly 2,000 years. Where is it? There was no temple. There was no... They don't have an Ark of the Covenant. They don't have the Torah. They don't have the staff of Moses. And so we can't continue. Where is there the Jews boasting there? You don't even have anything. It is they, the Jews, who are excluded. The word there is excluded. By what law? By what law excludes them? Is it the law of works? No. He says, nay, no. The law of faith in the redemption blood of Yahshua excludes them from everything that. And that excludes them from the saving grace of Yahshua. Why? Because they have to come to repentance and be immersed in the name of Yahshua for the remission of their sin. And then they've got to live in holiness as your first or part of the bride of Yahshua universally. But they have excluded themselves. They're boasting about something that does not, for 2,000 years, did not exist. Up till 1948, which when they returned to Jerusalem, to Israel, they exclude themselves. It's, I don't say it. It's the words it says. The law of faith. Faith is to accept something that we haven't seen. Where they, the Israelites, for 1,070 years, since the time that they left Egypt, till the time that Yahushua paid the price on the cross, they never functioned in the law of faith. They functioned by their works, by the deeds of atonement through the blood of animals which had to be sacrificed. But the word says, the law of faith excludes them from grace. So why do you as a person today in a Protestant church want to be circumcised? Why do you want to keep the feast of the tabernacles, the lavender bread? Why do you want to be part of Old Testament laws? The Bible says the law of faith excludes you. Now there's something to think about. Until tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.